I'm walking. Hear the knee and I'm talking.
All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Great weather for any outdoor activities.
Whether you're going to a parade, a football game, or maybe going out for a hike.
There you go.
Maybe going for a fishing trip.
Even better.
All of the above. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. Welcome back to the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors. And whether you be listening via the airwaves of News 1110, 99.3 WBT, or maybe via podcast over at jessebrowns.com or any of the social pages that Jesse Browns has, we're glad that you are listening. And we're excited to invite on. In fact, Don, let me get out my listing of accomplishments for our next guest. She is a hiker, author, speaker. In 2011, she hiked the 2,190 miles of the Appalachian Trail in just over 46 days. That's a 47-mile-a-day average. She became the fastest known time on the Appalachian Trail, man or woman. Written 5 books, including the critically acclaimed Becoming Odessa and Called Again, founder of guide company called Blue Ridge Hiking Co., National Geographic's Adventurer of the Year. It goes on and on and on. Her husband, Brew, daughter, Charlie, son, Gus. Her name, Jennifer Farr Davis. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for letting Don and I list out some of those accomplishments. But your most recent accomplishment I left out there, it was a through hike of the Mountains to Sea Trail. Tell us about how that went on.
Well, you know, quite frankly, I didn't think I'd do a long trail like the Mountains to Sea Trail at this season of my life. It's 1,200 miles, and I have 2 kids. 5 and under, so it didn't seem very family friendly, but it's the 40th anniversary for the trail, and we day hike it all the time, and we knew it's a really special route. And the conservation group who runs the trail, they came to us and said, well, you consider hiking it and doing events along the way, and we can help kind of support your family and you with logistics. And so we decided to give it a go, and we spent 3 months and 3 days out there doing the whole trail this fall. We had about 30 events along the way, and I walked every step, and my kids and my husband, they did a little bit every day. So it was a big family adventure.
Well, an adventure is what it was. And tell us about the early stages of starting that hike, because it started with a scary hospital visit, and it wasn't for you. It wasn't for you.
Yeah, it was an adventure in the true sense of the word, where we had some real highs and some real lows. But the scariest part was, you know, night 2, we were camped in the Smokies, and my husband woke me up in the middle of the night and said, I think I need to go to the emergency room. I can't breathe. So we threw our kids in the car. We drove into Cherokee, and they right away identified that he was having trouble with his heart. So we were terrified. And thankfully, pretty soon we learned it was an inflammation in the sac around his heart. So it wasn't a heart attack. He could treat it immediately with medicine. But, you know, that was a really, really frightening time, not just on the trail, but in our marriage and in our life. And yet my husband, you know, was so committed to this hike that once the doctor said, okay, here's your medicine, you need to rest, you're going to be okay, we drove back to the tent, and the next day my husband said, you got to get out and hike your 20 miles. So we didn't skip a beat, no pun intended, but it was a really hard way to start the hike.
Now, most people have heard of the Appalachian Trail and things, but there's a lot of people listening today that don't know about the Mountains to Sea Trail. Tell us about it, where it goes, where it ends, where is it?
Well, here in North Carolina, this is our trail. This is the path that connects the state, and it's about 1,200 miles long. It starts in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park and ends, or, you know, the other terminus is at Jockey's Ridge State Park on the Outer Banks. And so out of 1,200 miles, over 700 are on trail, so like a traditional hike. And then, you know, they want to get it all on trail, but right now the connecting points, a lot of them are on roads, which at times it can be hard to walk on a road, but at other points where there's very low traffic and you know, you're going through some of these really neat agricultural areas or even just neighborhoods, I think it offered a different perspective than a lot of trails. And I got to see different parts of the state and the different way people lived in eastern North Carolina than in the mountains. And so I thought it was probably the most diverse trail I've ever hiked, and I really enjoyed it from that perspective.
Now, when you're walking down a country road and you're hiking the Mountains to Sea Trail, do you ever kick a can down the road?
No, you do strange things to entertain yourself. I got pretty good at twirling my hiking sticks around and singing out loud. And, you know, it's funny because on those roads, every day people would pull over and be like, Are you okay? Do you need a ride?
Leave me alone. Yeah. I'm hiking.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, no, I'm out here exercising. I'm doing the Mountain to Sea Trail. So, but you really got a sense that people are good and helpful. And there were so many strangers who said, you know, can we help you along the way?
Well, it's definitely your hike. And as you mentioned, though, you have two young children and a husband who participate in the hike. How does that work when you're hiking as a family? Are they there for the entire 3 months, or do they come and go? How does school work or any of that sort of challenge as being a mom on a trail like that?
You know, so time-wise, we thought it worked out pretty well because my daughter doesn't start kindergarten until next year. But the honest answer is, and I want to, you know, be totally truthful about it, I don't think we would do it again the way we did it as a family this time with young kids. And that's no reflection. I love the trail. I love hiking. But it was so hard starting the trail. And still, I was still nursing my baby. Like, he wasn't one yet. And so I'd nurse and hike, and then sometimes Brew would meet me, and they'd hike a little, and I'd nurse, and I'd get to the end of the day, and it was like just double time being a mom and a hiker and then trying to catch up at night on some work, you know, and so it was really grueling. And most of that fell on my husband because he was the one taking care of the kids while I was hiking, even though they were doing little sections. So it was really hard for him. I think it was great for our kids. They grew up, they learned a lot, and they seemed to do really well on the trail. But it was, you know, I've done a lot of hard adventures that people recognize as being very difficult, and I don't think they would see this as being one of the more challenging ones just because of the distance or the trail, and we didn't do it at a fast pace. But having the whole family involved just made it super complicated.
Jennifer Farr Davis is our guest, hiker, author, speaker. Jennifer, you're an avid writer, and part of the magic of this journey has been your blogging, because you took people along with you on this hike. They could keep up. Don talked about, you know, kicking a can down an old country road, but what about people who would keep up and fanfare, follow you, maybe even show up and say high five? They knew who you were. Did that happen as well?
You know, I think the conservation group, the Friends of the Mountains to Sea Trail, they did a really nice job because we knew we wanted people to be a part of this hike. We knew we wanted to have people come out on the trail and walk with us. But also, especially hiking with a family, it's so unpredictable. And, you know, I needed some space and time to get my miles and be with my family, and then also have designated time to be social on the trail and invite people out. And so they did a really good job of saying, okay, here are 8 guided hikes that we're going to do with groups. Here's some people who are going to meet you at specific points. But beyond that, we're pretty vague with my location and, you know, the schedule and itinerary. That wasn't public information because I also wanted to enjoy it by myself, and I wanted to have the flexibility to have my family out at different times and go different speeds. And so it was a real mix of having that private time and also opening it up to the public.
Well, what is the future of the Mountains to Sea Trail as far as getting it completed and connected and off the roads and so forth?
You know, it's funny because before this opportunity arose, I always thought, I'll hike that trail someday, but I'll wait until it's more complete. And after experiencing it, I would encourage the exact opposite. Like, I thought it was so cool to do this trail. Less than 100 people have done the entire length of the trail at this point. And to see a trail that's still forming and in the works is just, it's such a different experience compared to hiking an established trail like the Appalachian Trail. So it just felt like you were a part of something special. And they are constantly working on getting new land and reroutes and building new trail. And I think it's just an exciting thing to be on a path that's still developing and connecting these communities and neighborhoods where there aren't really any pre-existing trails right now. So I would tell people not to wait. It's totally worth experiencing, even with the roadways right now.
Well, and those comments kind of echo the builders of the Appalachian Trail, you know, 80 years ago or so, too, when they were still putting that trail together. To piggyback that question for the Mountains to Sea Trail, for Jennifer Farr Davis, I mean, you travel the country speaking, you're writing books, you do your hikes, you blog constantly. What's next in the Jennifer Farr Davis world?
Stumped her on that one, Bill.
We will never know.
You stumped her on that one because I think we lost connection on her. But Jennifer Farr Davis, unbelievable hiker, established a speed record for the Appalachian Trail. What was that again? 47 miles a day?
40, yeah, just about. That was the average. That means there were some days higher than that,
and
too.
And some lower. Yeah, of course, but unbelievable.
Well, and I would dare say next up for Jennifer Farr Davis may be a little bit of family time in a stationary setting.
Well, yeah, it's one thing to be a hiker. It's another to be a mom and a hiker.
We didn't even get into maybe what the food was, because, you know, the caloric burn, and hiking.
Eat as much as you can get, right? Absolutely.
Eat it all. That's it. We're going to take a quick break. We're the Outdoor Guys. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. You're listening to WBT.